Odyssey's public debut fuels push into immunology as healthcare investors bet on new therapies. Gary Glick's Odyssey Therapeutics priced its NASDAQ initial public offering at the top of its range on May 8, 2026, pulling in $304 million to fund clinical trials of a novel oral drug targeting ulcerative colitis, in what stands as one of the more substantial biotech debuts of the year and a direct signal that institutional capital has not lost its appetite for differentiated immunology bets. The company priced 15.5 million shares at $18 each, adding 2.3 million shares above the original planned offering size. Concurrent with the initial public offering, an affiliate of TPG Life Sciences Innovation purchased nearly 1.4 million shares at the initial public offering price in a private placement that generated approximately $25.2 million. Combined, the two transactions totaled $304 million. Odyssey's shares began trading on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ODTX on May 9, 2026. SR1 holds the largest post-initial public offering stake at 7.2%, followed by OrbiMed at 6%, according to the initial public offering filing. The company's initial public offering filing cited a core clinical problem driving its rationale. Despite more than 10 approved therapies for inflammatory bowel disease, placebo-adjusted remission rates have hit a therapeutic ceiling of 25%, and 45% of patients who respond to existing treatments lose that response within 5 years. Those numbers frame the market opportunity. If roughly half of the patients who initially benefit from current IBD drugs eventually relapse, the addressable population for next-generation therapies is not theoretical. It is structural and recurring. Key capital allocation: Odyssey has budgeted approximately $135 million for Phase 2A and Phase 2B trials of lead program OD-001 in ulcerative colitis, and $50 million to advance OD-002 from late preclinical into a Phase 1/2A study. The company projects its capital will fund operations into the second half of 2028. The innate immune thesis, upstream, not downstream, Odyssey's scientific differentiation rests on a specific mechanistic claim. Most approved immunology drugs target the adaptive immune system, the body's secondary defense response. Odyssey's research focuses on the innate immune system, the frontline defense layer, which the company argues positions its molecules upstream of current therapies. Lead candidate OD-001 is an oral small molecule designed to inhibit RIP2, a signaling protein in the innate immune pathway associated with IBD. The drug's proposed role is not to replace existing therapies but to complement them. Odyssey's initial public offering filing described the intended combination approach as targeting inflammatory monocytes, a key cell type that is present in patients with resistance to existing advanced therapies. The first combination test pits OD-001 alongside Takeda's Entyvio, a standard of care IBD biologic that targets the adaptive immune system. Odyssey claims this will be the first clinical evaluation of an innate plus adaptive immune combination in IBD. If the mechanism works as theorized, orthogonal combinations could both improve efficacy and slow resistance development. A placebo-controlled Phase 2b monotherapy study is also planned to begin in the second half of 2026. Preliminary induction period data from both the Phase 2a combination study and the Phase 2b monotherapy trial are expected in the second half of 2027. The second program, OD-002, inhibits a target called SLC15A4. Odyssey's filing states both OD-001 and OD-002 have potential across a range of inflammatory and autoimmune diseases, including disorders driven by pathogenic B cells. The serial entrepreneur premium, Gary Glick and capital accumulation. Odyssey is not Gary Glick's first immunology company. His prior ventures include Lycera, First Wave Biopharma, and IFM Therapeutics. He founded Odyssey in Boston in 2021, describing the company as the culmination of more than 30 years in bioscience research that began during his time as a University of Michigan chemistry professor. The capital formation trajectory at Odyssey reflects the investor confidence Glick has earned. Since its 2021 inception, the company raised $726.5 million in total, including a $213 million Series D round in September 2025. The initial public offering proceeds lift that cumulative figure to over $1 billion when combined with the $304 million raise. At the time of the initial public offering, Odyssey reported its year-end 2025 cash position at $216.6 million. That figure, before initial public offering proceeds, had already established an operational baseline. The post-initial public offering treasury is substantially larger and directly allocated against specific trial milestones. Source: Odyssey Therapeutics initial public offering filing, MedCity News Immunology Capital Flows. Odyssey is not alone. The week of Odyssey's initial public offering, a second immunology company closed a major round. Windward Bio, a Basel-based startup, announced a $165 million crossover financing on May 10, 2026, led by OrbiMed, the same firm that holds a 6% post-initial public offering stake in Odyssey. Windward's lead program WIN-378 targets TSLP, a signaling protein implicated in asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, with a dosing interval of every 6 months versus the monthly injection required by Tezspire, the Amgen-AstraZeneca blockbuster that addresses the same target. A phase 2 third study is ongoing, with phase 3 expected to begin in the fourth quarter of 2026. The Windward round is a crossover financing, which is the structure companies typically use before an initial public offering. OrbiMed's simultaneous position as lead in the Windward crossover and as a 6% Odyssey shareholder illustrates how a narrow group of specialist investors is concentrating capital across the immunology sector. Phase 2 thirds data from Windward's respiratory program and preliminary phase 2 data from Odyssey's IBD program are both targeted for the second half of 2027. This parallel capital deployment across innate immune, Odyssey, and respiratory immune, Windward, programs suggests institutional investors are building diversified immunology exposure rather than concentrating on any single mechanism. Regulatory and commercial risk. What the filing does not resolve, Odyssey's clinical path involves at least three material uncertainties investors should underwrite explicitly. First, the phase 2A open-label monotherapy study of OD-001 showed the drug was safe and showed signs of patient benefit, but open-label data without a placebo control carry limited inferential weight. The placebo-controlled trials, which are the ones that will actually matter for regulatory submission, have not yet started. Second, the combination with Entyvio introduces a co-development and commercialization dependency on Takeda. The filing does not disclose any formal partnership or revenue-sharing arrangement with Takeda for the combination study. That means Odyssey bears the trial cost while Takeda's Entyvio benefits from any positive data that validates combination therapy as a standard of care. Third, the Capricor Therapeutics lawsuit filed the same week against Nippon Shinyaku, in which Capricor accused its distribution partner of slow-walking commercialization plans and of embedding a pricing formula that would make the drug economically impracticable for Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurer-covered patients, is a reminder that distribution and pricing agreements carry their own category of execution risk entirely separate from clinical outcomes. Odyssey has not yet reached commercialization, but this case illustrates the gap between clinical success and revenue realization. The Plaquemine view the market is pricing Odyssey as a clean-sheet immunology bet, and the initial public offering pricing at the top of the range with an upsized offering confirms genuine institutional demand. But the investment thesis that deserves scrutiny is not whether OD-001 works in isolation. It is whether the combination with Entyvio trial design is strategically optimal for Odyssey as an independent company. Combination trial data that demonstrates superiority over Entyvio alone would validate Takeda's existing franchise as much as it validates Odyssey's mechanism. That is a peculiar position for a company that raised over $1 billion to build proprietary value. If the combination succeeds, Takeda has every incentive to license OD-001. If it fails as a combination but succeeds as a monotherapy in the phase 2b trial, Odyssey has a cleaner, standalone story. A read, the combination trial is a deliberate de-risking move designed to generate a clear regulatory and commercial path faster than a monotherapy-only strategy would allow. The secondary effect is that positive combination data also makes Odyssey a more obvious acquisition target for any large-cap pharma with a mature IBD franchise that needs a next-generation molecule. AbbVie, with Skyrizi and Rinvoq in its IBD portfolio, and Takeda itself, given the Entyvio dependency, are the natural strategic buyers if phase 2 data read out positively in 2027. The 2027 data readout window is also the key risk event. Odyssey's capital runway extends to the second half of 2028, which means the company has approximately 1 year of runway beyond the expected data readout before it would need to raise again or transact. That timeline creates meaningful optionality for strategic buyers and meaningful pressure on Odyssey's management to execute on schedule. The Windward parallel is instructive. OrbiMed's dual presence in both Odyssey and Windward's cap tables, along with Windward's crossover structure, suggests the specialist fund is positioning for a sequence of liquidity events across immunology in 2027 and 2028. When the lead investor in your company is simultaneously financing a crossover round for a competitor in an adjacent indication, the logical inference is that the investor is managing a portfolio toward a consolidation cycle, not betting on single company outcomes. The second-order trade here is not Odyssey in isolation. It is the cluster of innate immune and respiratory immune assets that will generate clinical data in the same 12 to 18 month window, creating a compressed auction dynamic for large cap buyers who need pipeline replenishment. The bottom line: Odyssey Therapeutics enters the public market with $304 million in proceeds, a mechanistically differentiated lead program, and a data readout scheduled for the second half of 2027 that will either validate the innate immune thesis in IBD or force a strategic pivot. The IBD therapeutic ceiling documented in the company's own filing, a 25% placebo-adjusted remission rate ceiling and a 45% 5-year relapse rate, defines a market that genuinely needs better options. The open question is who captures the value when those options arrive. At a company funded to the second half of 2028 with phase 2 data due in mid-2027, the mergers and acquisitions clock starts now.